Welcome, everyone. 2 years ago, I did a concert called The Songs I'm Not Allowed to Sing. It began with the song, Man of La Mancha, I Don Quixote. I consider that piece a breaking point for me. I had heard it for the first time a few months before my concert and immediately wanted to learn it. Here's the thing. That song is for a male tenor. I am perceived as a female soprano. Still, I brought it to my vocal coach, and although she gave me a funny look and she did laugh, we started working on it, and a little light bulb began to turn on. I, Don Quixote, was just one of the dozens of leading men songs I had fallen in love with. And so, the idea for my concert was born. As I developed the set list, I revisited one of my favorite songs. I remembered when I brought it to my previous vocal coach years ago, the first thing he said to me was, "You're not a boy. You can't sing this." So I'm gonna sing it. The most beautiful sound I ever heard. Maria, 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 Maria. All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word. Maria, 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 Maria. I just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a sound can be. Maria, say it loud and there's music playing. Say it soft and it's almost like praying. Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria. In 2014, I auditioned for a production of The Secret Garden. The song I prepared was Bring Him Home from Les Mis. I knew that in the show an older man sings it, but it fit my range and felt really good, so I went for it. Fast forward. I'm attending an audition intensive with the same company. One of the participants has chosen a piece slightly too old for herself, so she gets a lecture about audition-appropriate songs. You don't want to select songs too old or young for yourself. You want to be as believable as possible within the context of the song so that the director knows how to cast you. Then, the same man I auditioned for The Secret Garden, stands up and he says, "I once auditioned with the song Bring Him Home from Les Mis at the ripe age of 30. Don't do that." And as I'm sinking deeper and deeper into my chair, someone else chimes in, and don't even get me started with gender. 2014 was also the year I first heard the term gender non-binary. My good friend had just come out as such and began using they-them pronouns. I quickly realized that this term summarized my experience as well. When the panel at this audition intensive discussed audition-appropriate songs, I felt very uncomfortable. If I'm neither a man nor a woman, where do I fit into this equation? I know how I'm perceived, female, but in an art form about truth, how can I be expected to express this? In an art form where performers can supposedly be anything, and I do mean anything, what's so blasphemous about singing Bring Him Home? Around the same time, a friend introduced me to the musical The Last 5 Years. We listened to it, and he'd always exclaim, "Madison, you'd be perfect in the role of Kathy." She's a wonderful role, by the way, but in constant pain, struggling with her husband Jamie's journey to success and eventually to other women. When my friend told me I should play her, I thought, well, that's nice, but I want to play Jamie. He had the fast-tempoed, confident pieces. He was bursting with life instead of despair. Now I think, why can't I play both? Did I just hear an alarm start ringing? Did I see sirens go flying past? Though I don't know what tomorrow's bringing, I've got a singular impression things are moving too fast. I'm gliding smooth as a figure skater. I'm riding hot as a rocket. Say, oh no, step on the brakes, you think you're good, stop raining. Slow, slow, the light's turning red. But I say, no, no, whenever I do, I bear a lump in when I hear you play. No matter what I try, I'm flying full speed ahead. I'm never worried to walk the wire. I won't do anything just have get bumpy, but some people analyze every detail. Some people stall when they can't see the trail. Some people freeze out of fear that they'll fail. But I keep rolling. Some people can't find success with their art. Some people never feel love in their subject of a bidding war. I met my personal Aphrodite. I'm doing things I never dreamed of before. We start to take the next step together. Found an apartment on 73rd. The Atlantic Monthly's printing my first chapter. $2,000 without rewriting one word. I left Columbia, and I don't regret it. I wrote a book, and Sonny Major read it. impression. I got a singular impression things are moving too fast. I'm a singing teacher. Recently, it struck me that half of my students are either trans or in some way genderqueer. For this reason, I'm very careful about the language I use in my lessons. Beyond the challenges of selecting an audition-appropriate song, there are gendered voice types, soprano, alto, baritone, tenor, etc. And as a genderqueer person, it can be rough being sorted into one of them. I make sure to say things like, judging by your vocal range, you would do well with this piece. Or, based on the work we've done so far, I'd say you would be traditionally considered an alto. Let that be a tool for you, but for our purposes, you are a tenor. I tend to also present them with pieces I know fit their identity. I recently gave one of my students, who happens to be a trans boy, the song Mr. Cellophane from the musical Chicago. And as we worked on it, I realized that this song, although not its initial intent, describes the genderqueer experience. The chorus goes, you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. As someone who is constantly misperceived as female, those lyrics ring true. My identity is invisible to most people. But this misgendering is also no one's fault. It's not mine by not presenting as androgynous or genderqueer. What does that even mean? And it's not yours by perceiving me as female. It's what we've learned. Our culture wants us to be either or, but that doesn't work. Anyone can be anything, no matter how they're perceived or how they present themselves. We are who we are, no matter what. And I'm just a person. If someone stood up in a crowd and raised his voice up, wailed loud, and waved his arm and shook his leg, you'd notice him. If someone in the movie show yelled, "Fire in the second row, this whole place is a powder keg," you'd notice him. And even without clucking like a hen, everyone gets noticed now and then. Unless, of course, that personage should be invisible, inconsequential me. Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should it be my name, Mr. Cellophane? 'Cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. I tell ya, Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should it be my name, Mr. Cellophane? 'Cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. Suppose you was a little cat residing in a person's flat who fed you fish and scratched your ears, you'd notice him. Suppose you was a woman wed and sleeping in a double bed beside one man for 7 years, you'd notice him. A human being's made of more than air. With all that bulk, you're bound to see him there. Unless that human being next to you is unimpressive, undistinguished, you know who. Should it be my name, Mr. Cellophane? 'Cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. Despite all of the obstacles, you must be open about who you are. If you project your truth into the universe, you may be surprised by what returns. For example, a theater company I've worked for since 2011 just produced the musical West Side Story. I saw the show, but wasn't involved in any way. A month or two later, I learned that when a terrible virus swept through the cast during their three-week run, I was the first contact listed to call in for the role of Tony in case the lead actor had fallen ill. Not Maria, Tony. When you put out your intentions, the invisible cogs begin to turn, and something may be coming your way, something good. Could be, who knows? There's something due any day, I will know right away, soon as it shows. And make him cannonball down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch, something's coming. Don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river, come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair.